Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Marco's Pizza, and Nassau Cruise Port.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Troubling mind, yeah. I wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind, yeah. I sure wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. I wish for the tribulation that we continue to endure, for the trials that we have to stand face first, head on, and grapple with this sort of an idea of a paradise from an external standpoint. But hell, when you touch the shores, I wish somebody would come ease this trouble in mind that we have. For the tribulation that exists in the city, for the spirits that continue to grapple with sin, with worry, with brokenness, that they wish to visit this on other people, I wish someone talk to me. This is bananas. Three people over the weekend snuffed out. It's time for us to be able to deal with these things, guys. The line's going to be open today. We're going to have this kind of a conversation. It's time for us to be able to hit this head first, straight up, and talk about these things. We're not casual with this anymore. We have to get rid of this. 17 people on the 22nd day of January 2024. Guys, we're here. We're live and in full effect, just playing a little Sam Cooke for you to be able to kind of give you that nostalgic understanding of where we are in this country and where we need to be. We're here live and in full effect right here on Guardian Radio 96.9, being able to do those things. I want to shout out to all those persons that are committed to being able to do some stuff with us here. A shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Go down there and check them out. They got everything laid out for you. Please go and check them out. They got that things. You can be able to get your insurance for your jitney, your taxes. Maxi, your SDs, whatever you have, and they got in-house insurance. So you want to be able to reach out to them and pick that stuff up. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They are number 407 Blue Hill Road South, right there east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center. Pick up the papers today, guys. You can be able to see exactly what's what. Three more murders. Woman is the latest victim. This is bananas. Dr. Elwood Donaldson dies at 86 years old. Also, I saw the other day, we didn't mention it. We should have mentioned it. Hubert G. I don't know if you know Hubert G. I've been listening to Hubert G when I was younger in Grand Bahama on Cool 96, right? I would listen to Hubert G. Man, listen. And then he did karaoke also at the Treasure Cove in Grand Bahama. I always, always enjoyed Hubert G. I just pray for rest for the family who's going to be able to kind of go through some stuff right now. Hubert G was a legend in our communities. Dr. Elwood Donaldson, most definitely a legend within this particular space, a former parliamentarian who's being able to do a great deal of things in this country. We continue to be able to say for the souls of the faithful that have gone on, may you rest in peace and rise in glory. We continue to be able to say those things, guys. I want you to give me a shout today. Davis travels to Uganda. This is bananas. Davis travels to Uganda. I want you guys to give me a call. 3231-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I wish somebody would ease the troubling mind. What is going on in the city of Nassau? What is going on in the Bahamas at this particular point? Because we're seeing murders come out of Abaco. We're seeing things happen all over. There's a story that actually indicates that there was a young boy who came in for his family's funeral who got murdered some weeks back, and he ended up dead. Never made it back home. Something's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think we could ascribe this to just the physical rhythm that we go through on a day-to-day basis, this sort of an idea of moving to and fro from the earth, unless we are the devil, moving to and fro, seeking who we may devour. That's what's happening in our city right now. That's what's happening right now as we speak. We got to come to a very clear conclusion and a very clear understanding that we are at a precipice. We are at the breaking point. This is a crisis in our city. And with the space of decency that you allot me today, I would say to you, this ain't no time to travel. Someone talk to me. I can't get away, man. Just in the space of decency, not with condemnation, not with being able to identify any one person or another. This ain't no time to travel. Not when you sit at the helm of leadership and everything is dissolving around you. It is time to focus. There's no way that you can tell us all hands on deck and you skip town. I mean, in a space of decency, there needs to be concentrated effort relentlessly to eradicate this issue. So y'all keep telling me, listen, Howard, you can't eradicate it. We never had this like this before. This is too much. I can't take this, ladies and gentlemen. I can't. Yesterday, we're sitting down, my family and I, just being able to do our thing, right? My wife, I cooked yesterday, right? After church. And then Maturin and everybody jump on the board. They won't get their own little thing. It's a time to folding up clothes and whatnot. We spending time as a family. Two people died. This is wild. This is crazy. We have to do something about this. Open up the lines, guys. Be a part of the conversation. Let me see if we can get a telephone call in. Call on the line with us, guys. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Listen, Howard, we need to take the bull by the horn by now.
Let me hear
all
this.
The talking, the praying, the changing of the laws right up and now, that's not going to work. Put some money out there. Put up, give it, say, put certain brackets, get certain money. And I'm sure some people out there are turning their mother and father. Because if you don't put any money behind this thing, we're going to lose this battle. Because all the praying and the education and all of that, we've been talking about this now for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we lose over 100 men.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, if they're serious, put some reward money out there and these fellas have started shaking their boots because they don't know who's going to turn them in. Their mother or father liable to turn them in for the money because everybody around here needs money to pay their taxes, to eat, and pay their light bills and water bills and pay their rent. Put some money out there. Let's stop fooling around, man. We just wasting time and losing people every day. The government just fooling around. If they're serious, all this money they use traveling up and down having big parties, every time they change the governor general or somebody leaving who did nothing, government official, they have parties for them. You go to government, pass there once a month, you will see they having a big party in the back in the garden. And for who and for what? And the country going to... In a little while, America's going to put out an advisory on us, you know. Because of all these murders, I don't know what they think is going to happen or supposed to happen. America is sitting down watching us, and our bread and butter is going to be taken away from us because they skylock it. Nobody wants to take action.
Wow.
And the same, you see, I mentioned something going down in Abaco the other day.
Yeah.
The next day, somebody was killed in Abaco. You know who the man... America told us the man who is in charge of the Haitian gang lives in Abaco. What are we going to do? Wait till they start killing up a bunch of people?
Wow.
Be around that man house every day. Even if you're breaking the law, be around. Because the people in Abaco will start to leave if too much murders start happening.
Now, you know I can't advocate breaking the law. I appreciate your telephone call. You know I can't sit here in this kind of a space that we speak to the populace about the right path to take and say, let's advocate breaking the law. Now, what we can advocate for is a very clear path of being able to reform, identify what needs to be done, whether that is being able to tap into some of the powers that you have, right? And being able to declare war on crime. Come on now, talk to me. In the declaration of war on crime, the same way that the former prime minister made a declaration on war against COVID-19 and could use those specific powers within the space and allotment of 2 weeks to ensure that we could be able to rectify some things, he used it, former prime minister, Hubert Minister, he used it to keep us safe. This is what he indicated. He used it to keep us safe, to keep us in the house, to do these particular things. There are avenues that you can be able to tap into. Utilize these things and get some things done. Talk to me. Let's shoot straight with this thing now. Let's talk about this. Is there anything that we have not said? Is there anything that we have not said collectively as a congregation, as a people, as an electorate, as Bahamians, that comes on various talk shows to talk about the fact that we need to deal with this thing now? Is there anything that we have not said? I'm sure many of you have sent letters and emails into the office of the Prime Minister. How I know that? Because I sent one. I sent one. I promise you I did this. So I know that they're hearing from us, but are they making the type of moves necessary to show us that you're concerned about these things? Talk to me about that. This is what we're seeing in the papers today. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis led a delegation to Uganda last Friday to attend a This is peculiar to me. This is peculiar to me. The Non-Aligned Movement and a group of 77 South-South Corporation, a multilateral diplomacy, Minister of Immigration and National Insurance Alfred Sayers, Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell, and Senior Police Advisor to the Office of the Prime Minister Jerome Fitzgerald were among those who traveled
with Davis. Guys, I can't fight you. I believe that it's important to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, but we don't see what we need to see here in the country. There isn't enough activity. There is a commitment from the police, based upon what we saw in the National Redress to Crime, that we would be able to see a significant uptick in that particular person in law enforcement on the streets and being able to see those things. I relentlessly prepare myself to be able to identify these things and see the reduction of crime, or see at least this kind of approach to be able to identify these things. All this idea that you guys have, relentlessly we hear it when you're acting suspicious. Let's do the roadblocks. What are we doing? You tell me you can do it. I'm looking for it. I see it. What are we doing? What are we doing in the city, guys? What are we doing here? 17 people dead. 2024. This is crazy. I remember in 2010 when there was an earthquake happened in Haiti. I think it was a 7.7. I can't remember. I think 10,000 people died. I can't remember exactly how much. I could get the specific figures and whatnot. It was a tremendous amount of people that passed away. This earthquake, it was a slide, all kind of stuff happened in Haiti. Our prime minister at the time, Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, made this sort of a declaration to identify those particular persons, over 100 persons who were in the detention center that were kind of snuffed out. And I looked at this and I knew that the entire Caribbean was looking at Haiti again. In 2010, I knew that the entire Caribbean was looking at Haiti for this sort of a calamity, this natural disaster that snuffed so many persons out. I knew it. I knew it. And I feel like those eyes, 14 years later, have been shifted from Haiti and other places within the Caribbean right here in the Bahamas. They're looking at us in this small paradise that holds some 400,000 people, watching people get snuffed out day after day, and absolutely no one can do anything about it. Whilst we relentlessly huddle together to figure out how we can help Haiti. This is bananas. I suppose, in the good words of the former prime minister, of the current prime minister, maybe it's time for us to blow the whistle. Maybe it's time for us to carry our whistles and blow those things in preparation to be able to get to those things. Guys, I see your telephone calls. I want to be able to take this commercial break. Producer, play that thing for me, please, before we get out of here. Guys, let's take this commercial break. The line's going to be wide open. 323-623-3232-5-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Maybe it's time to blow the whistle.
Opposition leader Philip Brave Davis responding to public outrage surrounding his comments that women and children should be given whistles to sound during times of distress. According to Davis, that comment did not fall from the sky and is actually the product of much research about survival kits that are sold around the world.
My suggestion of a whistle just was not plucked out of thin air.
What?
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
At Wendy's, we are different. We don't just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It's time for us to be able to do this, guys. We got to go be able to kind of take the bull by the horn and hit this head first. I think we've actually done enough with the kitty gloves. I think we've done everything we can do to kind of keep the egos intact as we continue to talk about what needs to happen in our country. We want to be respectful. We want to be able to identify your seat, not necessarily your posture and your position, not necessarily your years, you know, your seat. Your seat, constitutionally, we identify your seat, your position. In leadership capacity, not necessarily only the prime minister, we respect leadership in this country. We do. We are doing our absolute best to be able to retain the leadership posture and being able to identify the fact that you sit in this seat right now. Whilst there is murder and bloodshed in our streets, someone talk to me. My God! The fella got killed last week at Parkgate Road and literally blood was flowing in the street. Someone talk to me. Literally. And we're doing our best to be able to keep our cools collectively as a society, all manner of men in their various positions, whether it's from the clergy, whether it's from the private sector, NGOs, all these particular persons. We are under one umbrella right now and we do our best. The smile and wave, like the penguins from Madagascar. We do our absolute best to keep this kind of a cool, keep everything under wraps, and try to identify those words that could articulate our impassioned position for change, for reformation, for action. My God, we don't get hot. We won't be decent. We will row. We only want to talk to you about reforming what is happening in our city right now. My God, 17 people dead. I can't get no amen. This is too much to endure. This is too much. This is too much. It is not enough for you to be able to hit me with pleasantries and that sort of that posture and that proper scheme as we go together and be able to convene in Russell Square. It's not enough. It is not enough. Let's clasp hands and go before the Father. That's not enough for me. I hear the clasp hands with you and I am ready to walk the streets. What are we going to do? Someone draw the deck. Let us know what we're going to do collectively as a community to be able to eradicate these issues. Three people died over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. This is January. My God, y'all didn't even eat the whole turkey. Y'all still boiling up turkey from Christmas. That means it wasn't that far. Many people are still in this sort of a festive mode. Your Christmas tree still up. How do I know that? Mine's still up. Someone talk to me. Only reason I take the wreath off my door is because it fall down. I say, okay, maybe this time to just put it inside. But we're still in this sort of a festive mode, and yet the only thing we see is crimson blood in our streets. This is wild. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My brother.
What'd you say, my brother?
Right here, man. Listen, let me just respond to something that one of the previous callers called him about concerning putting monies out there and that it would assist the police or law enforcement to get these weapons off the street. And that is like a double-edged sword to me, because some of these persons who have possession of these weapons, turning them in, and receiving a reward for them. The only thing I see, especially if they are the ones who actually use these weapons, would just upgrade to a better weapon. You know, it's a very tricky situation when you start talking about taking monies and putting monies out there just like that without checking backgrounds of these persons who are actually turning these weapons in. you know, you're trading in an old gun to get a fresh new gun to put out here on the streets. We have to look at that very carefully and consider that very carefully. We can't just take that willy-nilly and just say, hey, take the money, throw it out there, and arm these guys to go and get bigger, better weapons to use on the streets. That's one thing. The second part of this is in opposition. These political parties made crime a political football. And this is where our problem then comes in, because there are laws on the books that are prescribed to be exacted on certain things that is carried out by the criminal element. We don't need more laws. We need more teeth and more enforcement in the laws to bring these laws into being. And then you got the worst of the worst. I can't see what is worse than someone willingly or intentionally killing somebody, and then you don't consider that the worst of the worst. What is the worst of the worst? Has there been a clear definition of what the worst is of the worst is? Is it killing a politician, the worst of the worst? Is it killing a civic or church pastor, the worst of the worst? What is the worst of the worst? We have been held hostage by these international people, from the UN straight down to the Privy Council. We have a Bahamas to run, a Bahamas that is here to protect Bahamian people, not just Bahamian people, but firstly, I think Bahamian citizens, and then everybody by extension. Because if we can't protect ourselves, how can we expect to protect the outsiders, the foreigners, and all of the other persons that come here? We have laws on our books. Take the politics out of this whole situation. The prime minister and this government needs to get out of this, allow the police force, who is empowered by carrying out the laws, to do what they need to do. The courts need to get on board and exact as it is prescribed on our books. They need to carry out the laws. This is the only way this matter is going to get sorted out. In closing, no more laws need to be passed in this town. We have sufficient. All we need is people who are going to be very bold, very presumptuous, and very intentional to carry out the laws regardless to who these people are. That's all I have to contribute for today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open. 324. Where am I today? This is too much. 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316. Hit me up, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We can be able to do those things. Let's have a good conversation about these things. I want to touch something else with you. I want to be clear about something. Now, I don't know whether or not this is so. Now, I'm going to have to get this information. I just got a text that indicated that someone was killed on Carmichael Road by Checkers. Am I correct? Is this information that I just received? You heard it also? This is bananas, guys. That means it's 18. Now, this is unofficial, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go and say Howard say. We're going to wait until the information comes in from the proper sources. I have a bunch of inspector friends who listen to me on a day-to-day basis. Black guys, please hit me up, 827-0111. Let me know if this is so. This is bananas. This is crazy. This is crazy. On a Monday morning. First thing that you do, my God, you got murder on your mind. You got murder in your heart. And I don't know whether at this particular juncture, whether it be an amnesty period, whether it be the injection of some finances for a reward, whatever it is, I don't think it's enough. It's time for us to be able to get to the hanging. And maybe that sounds barbaric. And maybe it sounds, distant. And maybe there are a tremendous amount of hurdles before we can get to the noose. Or maybe we reject the noose entirely and give you the juice, the injection, to be able to get rid of you. Because as soon as you squeeze that trigger, you need to understand that your life is over. Now, either we stand firm in our conviction and make this pronouncement to the entire nation, to the Caribbean and to the world, that this is where we are as a nation, as a people. This is what leadership has decided. Or we endure and try to navigate and do our best to get home at 5 o'clock and do all our jogging between 5 o'clock and 5:15 whilst we're on the road, what the hell is going on? We can't even go outside. You're breathing hard and heavy. The one thing that I could say for those of us who carry this fate in bringing us closer to God, because my God, you're praying without ceasing. Every time you hit your car, Lord, please, don't let these idiots come around here today, Jesus. Lord, please, let my son go out to the store, Lord, watch over him. This is the only thing that I could identify that is a positive outcome, that our relationship and our prayer life has to amplify because of fear. The fear of living in Nassau. You ain't got nowhere to go. Businesses, there's a significant decline in your business right now. Why? Ain't nobody going out. They scared. This, like I told you, we still in a celebration mode. This kind of time, me and my wife doing brunch with the children. Taking them out on Sundays, so forth and so on. We trying to figure out where we could go. Let's be decent. Let's be decent. And shoot straight with the thing. Let's take this next commercial break. Last commercial break, guys, before we get back. Quick commercial break right here. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected. Whether at home or abroad, once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive, believe in best.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company. Is there anything else we can talk about? Can we? We want to talk about politics. We want to talk about social development, growth and and being able to move forward. But maybe we frame it differently and say to this New Day government, midterm, after all they've endured last year, to be able to show themselves the perception of victory, to walk into January 2024 with 17, and based upon the allegations and information that's coming through, possibly 18 murders to date, that you will not win the government of the Bahamas next go round unless you significantly ratify this. Rectify this issue. You will not be successful when the Bahamian people have to sit in a posture of holding and waiting. We are in a wait pattern, in a holding pattern as a community. We're waiting to see from an economic standpoint how things are going to turn. We're waiting to see, holding our breath as to whether or not there'll be any relief from a social services standpoint. We're waiting to see whether or not housing will be able to come to the very forefront and make the modifications that they've indicated and committed to the Bahamian people. We're waiting to see whether or not immigration will get real. Talk to me. With not just the pleasantries and ideas of these particular things, but being able to specifically indicate who is who with these crimes. Talk to us. We have been jiving with our leaders in this country and not holding them accountable, allowing them to come and hit us with the pleasantries, hit us with the talking points, hit us with the rhythm of politics of yesteryear and say to them, well, you know, well, baby, well, they're trying, you know. Well, what you want them to do? 18 murders? 17 for sure, to date. The 22nd of January. Quick telephone call before we get out of here. Call on the line.
Hey, Alan, what's up, brother?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
I can't complain, but it's just disturbing to me as a person.
Your government is not going to win next go round. If this continues, hold on to it. Let's just get to this real quick. Your government, if they don't recognize and identify these things, will never see the House of Assembly again. They will not. They need to fix this, and the Bahamian people are exhausted.
But Howard, I ain't got nothing to say with that. I mute on that one there, right? But Howard, when okay, I spoke to a person today, right? And I spoke to an elderly lady. She's a grandmother. She's from Andres, and she had a grandson shot, right? So I said, who do you blame for that? She says to me, sir, the only person I get blamed for that is who my grandson is hanging around. But Howard, when are we going to take self-responsibility? Come on, man, Howard. Let's be realistic. Look at a young lady with the two children. You know what is so disturbing, Howard, with that? The neighbors. You listen to me now, Howard, mm-hmm. who's supposed to be your brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. The neighbors was feeding the church so that neighbors know those children were living in sub-like conditions. They know that. Why didn't they take the initiative to step in? Come on, Howard. Why can't we be our brothers and sisters keeper in this country? The government cannot do it alone. The police can't do it alone. The people have to come together and change their mindset, Howard.
They got to be transformed.
Problem in this country, bro.
They got to be transformed.
Very much so.
My God.
Very much so. But you know what? Like I said to someone again this morning, and I can leave this with you, until the family members, family, friends, lovers, or whatever you want to call each other, step up to the plate, ain't nothing happening. We got murders like, you know, sorry to say it like that, but it's the reality of it every other day.
That's crazy.
Because you know why? You know why, Howard? You know what just make me laugh, Howard? I wouldn't say laugh. When I know some parents, I'm not going to call no one's name. When their child gets you, you see them hollering the road. But Howard, go back, and do your background check on how that child was carried on from the Norbilock. The parents, but the many times the child gets you, oh, my good son. But your son wasn't good when he's shooting other people. And you know that. You know your son is bringing the gun in your house. You know your son is bringing the drugs in your house. You know your son have these weird type of people hanging around your house. But when they get shoot, oh, why they kill my son? Oh, why they kill my son? You know what, Howard? A lot of parents and family members in this country called the Bahamas are responsible for their children to be dead. Who dead today? I don't know how they can take it, but that's the reality of it, bro.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution. I don't think the entire society... See, let's just be clear about this. Let's start to talk about numbers. Let's be decent. Let's say 250,000 people live in Nassau, in the city of Nassau. We've already identified that the fact that we may have 400,000 people living in the country. But let's say 250,000 people living in Nassau right now. Let's say, for the sake of conversation, there is 10% of 250,000 people is 25,000. 5% of that is 12,200. 12,500. We don't have 12,500 criminals in this city. We don't. We just don't. We don't. We don't have 12,000. We have less than 6,000 people right now wreaking absolute havoc on the road. That is a fraction of the population that exists in this city. Less than 6,000 people who are known to the police or preparing themselves to do something untowards in our society. I guarantee you the police knows over 65% of these particular persons because they're repeat offenders. They're repeat offenders. This is the rhythm that they exist in. This is what they've done from they were children. This is who they are. And out of all of this, we have this data. We have this information. We know that we're confined into a particular space. They can't run off nowhere without being able to go to the mailboat, go to Lee Air or Pineapple Air, go to the domestic terminal. They can't leave you in a closed space. And we still can't eradicate this. There are people calling all day about what we need to do who are willing, able, and desirous of being able to contribute however you say to contribute, and you're not utilizing your people. Someone just texted me, how did they just hire two consultants? I don't know. This is the information that comes out. This is where we are in this country. That you put complexity where it doesn't exist. That you put all these particular roadblocks and red tape when we're trying to deal with something so we could breathe as a society. So we could walk on the road. Are members of parliament even concerned about these particular things in their constituency? Someone shoot straight with me. The bushes are still running over the sidewalk in your area where you live. Talk to me. Members of parliament could do their part also to make sure the lights are fixed in your area, to make sure these things are lit, are visible, to talk about why you don't have a spot shot in your area, where the cameras, where these, what are members of parliament doing? There is something you can do also. Are we all going to sit here and listen to come back from Uganda? Are we just going to sit down here? Well, you know, when the boss man reaches, he's going to tell us what to do. Why do you people even get hired? I don't understand. How do you get a job? Have you ever worked in the private sector? You will be fired if you do not produce. These men and women that sit around the prime minister relentlessly waiting on him whilst all of us take on this kind of an opportunity to throw darts at the prime minister and say what he's not doing whilst he have a plethora of men and women that are capable of doing things around him that don't do nothing. You sitting here and watching us throw eggs, proverbial eggs, at the prime minister what he's not done. And you have the power to make some changes in your constituency, in your community. You could roll up your sleeves and get in your community and touch doors and touch people. You could get in your community and identify a general and give them a particular name to say, hey, listen, make sure you change all the bulbs around here. Make sure you do these particular things. You could get in your community and advocate for some persons to be able to get together and do neighborhood watch. Y'all ain't doing nothing except waiting on central government. This is bananas. We got to fix this, guys. Quick commercial break, guys. Get the news and be right back after this.
The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. I'm getting information that that shooting on Carmichael Road, these allegations that are coming in, it's spilling in. That's why I had to kind of always give you the preference. Right, I got to give you this sort of a preference and this kind of preamble. This is information fresh.
Howard.
Hold one second for me. This is information that is fresh. And based upon this kind of a fresh information, we actually put it out there and said, is this possible? Did this happen? I got some inspectors that called me and said, Howard, this is fake news. This didn't happen. No information has come into the inspectors. No information has come into the Royal Bahamas Police Force to indicate that this is the same. So I want to be able to say to you that that's fake news. We're still at 17. Talk to me. And the day is long. It's a scary thing. Let's go to the line, guys. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Good. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up, Papa?
Rachel, hold on. Howard, something you read earlier, and I think I heard Dwight or one of them read it this morning. What the paper say with Jerome Fitzgerald, senior policy advisor?
Jerome Fitzgerald, senior police. It says senior police. Senior police. I'm sure it meant to say policy. I think they meant to say policy, right? It's actually written in the paper, so we're just reading these particular things. But I think he's the senior policy. Senior policy.
Make a little boo-boo.
Yeah, I think it should be senior policy.
If I could have seen the read that, I would have seen that. But I mean, I only could hear and hearing you all say that. Hey,
yeah,
you
shocked.
Come back and saying it after Dwight.
Yeah.
I said, how would they get right? Because how would them no policy from police?
Yeah.
Senior police advisor.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I know the words. Praise God.
So would you tell the wits? Say,
the PLP will not win.
The government.
They will lose the government of the Bahamas miserably if this continues to happen. They need
because
to fix
of the
this.
Crime?
This crime is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
This is horrible,
man. In spite that, you can't really blame the you can't blame the PLP or even the police. But they have a job to do. They play a role inside it. I was thinking, I hear someone was saying Prime Minister Davis come back from where is Africa?
Uganda, yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if that's the same country where they execute people if they catch them, like same-sex or homosexuals and stuff like that, the policy over there.
Uganda has been very strong in their posture and position on the LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ.
Mr. Davis, them know that?
Yeah, of course they know that. There was some kind of mutual...
Something had to happen. I mean, we had to be there.
Were they indicating that it's a South cooperation, a multilateral diplomacy? So this is just sort of an arc. A delegation that actually went over. They say it's about 77 people.
No, man.
Yeah.
70-something people now?
77. A group of 77.
Maybe it's important and maybe I just don't appreciate.
I
might not be educated to appreciate why we didn't need them because it might be something important for the Bahamas, right?
Well, see,
then people might have paid their own way. But what I getting at, right? I don't know if Prime Minister Davis come back yet or if someone could tell him, right? I think he need to ease up on them trips to them right now, especially where he don't have to be let Fred Mitchell or let Jerome Fitzgerald or one of his advisors, his senior advisors, them go and represent this country. Right now, Mr. Davis, some people might say, well, it's hard to do it whatsoever, right? And some people might say it mightn't be safe for him to do it because right now a lot of people still might be disappointed with him being prime minister, not getting back to them as yet. And, you know, even if they win the election or when, let's put it this way, when these politicians get voted out, they still stay right here in the Bahamas, in spite of how people feel about them. We still peaceful in a way and, you know, we still kind of forgiving. So right now, while you're the prime minister and you get all the police protection and everything, and you get the minister of finance, I think Mr. Davis needs to come in these communities. Come in these communities, Mr. Davis. Go into the communities and talk to the alleged gang leaders, the hot spots and stuff. When it's election time, general election, Mr. Davis, them must be all about in these villages, these little valleys and hills and whatsoever, telling the people him and them is one and they is him and he is them. We really need Mr. Davis right now to consider him and his advisors maybe to think about it. How could we get him to come to these same people who some people say don't say he's friendly with the people, although that's how I really feel, right? Who he familiar with, these alleged gangbangers and criminals? He need to get around in these communities, come in the community, Mr. Davis. the same community when it's time to try to get votes. When you ride, I mean, you ride by yourself. I don't expect you to ride by yourself now. But have some private meetings to find out what the concern of these people is, why they can't on the way they can't on, why we have a drive-by and a woman gets shoot. Some people say maybe it was a mistake, but mistake or not, that's a life gone. These the same communities Mr. Davis is right. They was riding around, getting votes in the last general election. They friendly and familiar with the gang leaders and the criminals. I won't suggest if he really care about us and concerned about us, and I ain't care no water for no FNM or the chairman of the Free National Movement, but I don't care if he doesn't say this. We feeling it out here. Come in the communities, Mr. Davis, and see if you could talk to the people them. They're the same people you come back to get votes from. Everybody know Mr. Davis is right all through the community. He know everybody. He familiar. He know the gang leaders them. I think it's all he could do, because if you don't do it more, Mr. Davis, then we have to consider what the people is be saying. You're wrong when you vote in a criminal lawyer. When you vote in a criminal lawyer to be the prime minister or any leading position in this country, minister of national security, we got to wonder what their interest is, if they're concerned about us or their business or the people who they friendly with and familiar with. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you, man, Papa. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you for your contribution. I want to say about a couple of things. Now, I think it's important that we have these kind of conversations, very frank, very straight up and to the point, as it relates to being able to lay this information in our hearts, our passion, before leadership in this country. We're hurting as a people. Don't mind us waking up and putting on cologne and perfume, bath and makeup and so forth and so on, just trying to be able to normalcy throughout the day. The fact of the matter is that our hearts are broken. And for many persons who, especially over the age of 40, who could remember the country the way that it was, who could remember the discipline, who could remember the community, it's even harder for us to see. It's harder for us to see. I'm not talking about the 65-year-olds who continue to be able to talk about the fact, let's go back to the good old days. I'm talking about the 40-year-olds. I'm talking about us. Us. Who came from a space in a very clear understanding that when there was the Silver Jubilee and the Queen came down and we were excited about all these, us, I'm talking about us. Us who had high hopes after watching Back to the Future about the future of this country. We had high hopes. And to see this country in this kind of a posture and position, Friday night a 40-year-old got murdered. This is bananas. We got to fix this, guys. We got to be able to deal with these things. But I want to say something to Papa before I go to this telephone call, guys. I see you. I'm coming to you right now. The work of a country is never done. The work of leadership in the country is never done. There's no expectation as a result of whatever is a nuclear blast or a spillage or whatever's happening on the ground in your space. It doesn't mean that you don't have obligation and relationship to be able to deal with some things. But sometimes you take a pause to deal with these stuff. However, when you surround yourself with capable, qualified people who understand your passion, your heart, and the objective of the vision that you put before the Bahamian people, you can leave. Do what you have to do, and there could still be productivity on the ground. The issue that I am having is that everybody holding their hand and holding their hat and tell the prime minister, come back and say, do this, do that. Are you going to come to me now and say, well, how would you know you serve at the pleasure of the prime minister? But my God, the prime minister didn't tell you all to get this done. You mean to tell me you got to come back and hold your hand to do your work in your ministry for us to be able to feel some sense of alleviation in our communities? That's crazy to me. How did you get a job? How? Who chose you to be in this particular capacity? These people in these communities that cower, they know, my God, how much for blocks? $3 and something cents? Okay, maybe we could put another 3 foot in the wall right here. Let's fortify it by being able to put cement around it because the AK bullets may not be able to penetrate. This is the decisions that people are making. While you nestle yourself in this position and this job and eat the fat of the land and produce nothing, you're not producing anything. There's no two ways about this. You're sitting in a constituency. You may be you may not necessarily have a cabinet position. You may be on a board. You may be somewhere else, and you're waiting for something to come down the pipeline. The Prime Minister has already given you the layout. You already didn't get the pillars. In the national address, the Prime Minister says he's waiting for more contribution from his members of parliament, from his cabinet ministers, to fortify this thing. You present it to the Bahamian people. Now, I look around every constituency to find out what you're doing. And you're doing nothing. Nothing. You wait with bated breath for one man to come with all the answers. Bananas. We might as well just have a president in the country. And everybody else is mayors and senators and so forth and so on. If this is how our posture is going to be. This is not leadership, ladies and gentlemen. If there is collective leadership and collective responsibility that comes out of the cabinet, we cannot expect the weight to be bared on one man. Everyone in national media and all these particular spaces is looking to one man for an answer. And everyone in the cabinet is looking to one man for an answer. We have to fix this, guys. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good evening, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon. What's happening?
Sparky here.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Howard, let's talk truth. I love when you listen to Bremen. I love when you listen to the proper. They say they blind. They call it blind. They call it now visually impaired. Okay? They change the names of these different things to make it sound nice. But the bottom line, and you grew up in the church like myself, there's always something to be always said. Speaking the truth sets you free. You agree?
Amen.
When, let's say, the white man or the UBP ran this country, everybody flocked to the Bahamas and tourism started up. And this was a beautiful country, and we followed the laws of the land. And this is a beautiful country. Then I was growing up, Howard, before your time. I'm 72. I keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Then me and Funky, the Merritt and all us grew up in the Valley and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we put pillin' them in there to take over from the white man. Now they started changing the law because everyone was a lawyer. Pinlin was a lawyer. Hubert Ingraham was a lawyer. Perry Christie was a lawyer. Ninnis came in as a bona fide doctor. And then he put back another lawyer. Lawyers keep things going on to protect their profession. We got to admit that. We done proved that over and repeatedly. They know the laws of the land. They know we still have hanging on the books. I was a young man, and the first time I'd been on jury duty was Micaiah Schubert in 1972 or 73. Within 29 months after that man was brought guilty of killing Ernest Boynstein up Yamacraw Beach, he was hung from the neck till he was dead. That is the law of the land. Now the black people came in here, and they become defense lawyers, and their job is to get the criminal off, not to get him hung. And they refuse to enact the law today because lawyers make money from criminal cases. The Bahamian people are saying they're tired of this. Let's get back to hanging. If you hang him on Malcolm Park on a Friday night in the public, like they used to do one time ago, the Bahamian beating doggone music, if we see them hanging from the neck and see the suffering, I bet you these brothers have dropped them doggone AK-47.
Sparky. Bye, Sparky. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. You push it over the edge with Bahama playing in the background. It's too much. I don't think that Bahama, who let the dogs out, should be the backdrop for the last song a man hear before he go. This is too much. I hear what you're saying. I agree in principle that you got to be able to snuff these people out. I agree in principle. Simultaneously, I agree that every man should be able to be offered a fair trial. I do. But if we come to the very clear conclusion, we catch you red-handed, we identify these particular things, we look at your track record, we look at the plethora of things that's happening, we look at the size of our prison, we ain't in here to be able to stack up men upon each other. That's not what our objectives are. Our objectives are not to be able to stack man up on top of each other. Or woman, for that matter. That's not what the prison was designed for. Not for housing. This is not a housing project. That's not what prison's for in this country. In fact, the concept and idea of prison was never even to correct. My God, they just made modifications to that. This was Her Majesty's prison, where you go and sit down and endure the environment for the tribulation that you visited upon people when you was there. If you are a murderer, there is no way that after you've been able to do this heinous crime, I don't care if you was in passion or not, to take on this posture and position, to take another life in this country, you should not be afforded a second chance. Man, oh my God, Howard, that's too much to say. Yeah, we be talking, man, circumstances. Let's be circumspect. If me and you fighting and I kill you in the midst of this particular, that's different. We go to trial, we talk about these particular things, let's deal with it like that. If you come squeeze a gun in somebody's head, and then when they're on the ground, and the videotape showing me that you gone back over them and did it again, my brother, this is too deep for me. I remember one time ago we would watch movies and the fellas shoot the gun and turn their head. Not now. You want perfection. This is where we are in this country now. These people should not be given a second opportunity to travail our society. We can get deep with this, you know. We could start to talk about pedophiles. We could identify crime from every subsector and every quadrant of this country and say who should no longer be on our road. And if they're on our road, every one of us should know that this one is a pervert. We should know these things very clearly. You should be made to walk for 18 months straight with a beeping ankle monitor that every time you go around somewhere, it gives us, we could download an app for this. It gives us a ping on our phone. Ping, ping, ping. Pedophile in the area. Yeah. You need to deal with this social, you got to deal with this. Because jail don't transform you. But social shame, which was a great element that we used in the past, brought shame to not only you, but your entire family. And at least someone in your family could say, no, Bala, you don't bring issues to the roads like that. And you could find someone trying to rectify that internally. But we don't have that no more. We don't have that no more. When you could come to school in your panty pants, talk to me, let's be very clear. In your panty pants and your silk cap on and fight the teacher for your little rude daughter that you had cursing from the age of 2. Now they're 16 and you helping them gang the teacher. My God, the indecency is rich. We are developing a generation of degenerates. That you think that the way you resolve an issue is with a gun. You are a degenerate. You are a low life. And the only thing I suggest is not being able to turn it outwardly. But my God, let's be decent. Let's be decent. You're visiting and wreaking havoc on a community of people who have goals and dreams and aspirations and ideas. There are men out here 50 years old, 60 years old, and hoping to God that they've been identified one day to be a politician. My God, you know, I was an aspirant, you know. Yeah, man, the PLP can choose me for this. Almost 65 years old and still have hope. simultaneously 19, 15, 14 years old, wreaking havoc on the community. There's a contrast, and there's a gulf that exists here. We got to fix this. Let me take a telephone call before we go to the break. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, fine, sir. Now, what people fail to realize, right? We've been fighting crime and chasing police and round and round and round. We need at least two police helicopters in the air, high in the sky. You can't overrun them, duck them. They can see you in the night. As I said, it's daytime. We need to fight crime different. So now they can let one in nighttime, stay away that I'm barely feeling. Let's sit down. But not in the middle of Nassau. As they get a call, someone can shoot in the east. Got any car going past, they can see you in the sky. I'm following you until the car comes, until the car inside. They have 1 million candles, put one light underneath there. You have infrared and thermal imaging camera. They can see you in the dark, the body heat. We need to fight crime different and ride up and down, speed all over the place. We need two police helicopters in this city that would tell you, you can't outrun the police no more. Number two, I want you to listen to Senator Joe Biden's violent crime bill of 1993. Because in 94, he wrote a bill that cut American violent crime in half. 20, 40 life death penalty on violent criminals. In fact, most of them took plea deals. But if you lose your case, the judge will give you life. Like the woman who Trump pardoned, her first drug offense, the judge gave her natural life in jail for how much drugs that she had. We need to change the law. How could be a violent crime on bail, you give a bail for violent crime, the judge give you four? How? The judge must warn you, sir, this is not your right. You're getting bail to stay with your family, go to work, back home. And if you break it, I will send you back to prison. I'll give you another bail. That don't sound right. If you on bail, you're supposed to be under some type of guidance. Not roam the streets to kill more people. The state wants to know where you are. I don't want that. You are a violent, alleged criminal. So, but you out with your family.
Not just the state. TV. Everybody should know where you is. This society is small enough for us to be able to do that. Everyone should know where you is. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I just want to say two helicopters is wild. Let's just take a couple things into account. And that's why you need committees to identify these things. You can identify this technology and utilize these technology. You have to be able to rectify or modify the laws, right? And use drones. I've already gotten a couple calls to Howard, what these drones is. You can't use these drones. You're infringing upon people's privacy, so forth and so on. Blah, blah. These people don't need no privacy. We need peace. We need peace. That's what I need. I need peace and quiet. I need a space that I could be able to be content with the fact that if my boys say, Daddy, again, play basketball, I don't have to have a palpitation. Talk to me. If my little boy said, Daddy, can you carry me around so I could be able to drive around the park? Daddy, can we walk to the park? I need peace in my city. That if my little girl say, Daddy, can I go to a party? Listen, I need peace in the city. I don't need your privacy. It's important to me. Peace, important to all us. Now, if you ain't like me, then I can't fight you. Maybe you live in a different area. You have a cute cul-de-sac and you have a little, you know, a gate that comes in. 16 guys stand at the gate with machine guns and whatnot. And, you know, only certain persons could get in. I don't know where you live. But if you live here in Nassau and you travail any of these major thoroughfares, you're holding your breath. I feel like the FBI and them movies where people trailing each other. I look at it. Listen, was that car behind us? My God, every turn I make that car behind us. Oh, they live there. I am paranoid on these streets. We got to fix this. We have to fix this in this country. Quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
It's
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loan today. Call us at 356-7764.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Foundation. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Foundation, live and in full effect, being able to talk about these things. The lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. We're talking good about crime and being able to get these things. I got a tremendous amount of text in here. Let me see if I can read a few. It says, ask Anton to call in. The numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free 9-300-5720. Or hit me up on the text 422-4796. I see your calls. Let me see if I can get a couple of these texts out. So it says, ask Anton to call and give us feedback. This text is coming through. So it says, where's the Prime Minister again? While a room burns. It's a text coming through. So it says, why is the Prime Minister traveling again? When we have all these murders in the country, is traveling more important than fixing the serious murder rate in the country? I wonder if he really cares about this country. This is Texas coming through. It says, why? So seven first class round trip tickets to attend a meeting that will have no benefit to the Bahamas is a waste of taxpayers' money. The 77 doesn't include the single country of economic relevance to the Bahamas. In fact, we are a richer country than most of them. Why, man? Why? Why do we have a roadblock on Bahama Boulevard and no one in Pinewood? This is a text coming through. So it says, this guy don't have a plan. Oh, so good afternoon, Howard. Firstly, you called weeks ago when he said that these... I suppose that says you recall weeks ago when you said that these leaders are patronizing their own personal agenda to secure their legacy, and they're using this, their position, to ensure that their families are secured for the future. These guys don't have a plan. Those pie in the sky initiatives proposed by the PM lacks the detailed plans or deadlines to implement. They're stalling because they're conflicted and clueless. That's heavy what you're saying. Says Howard. See, I got a bunch of texts coming through. Says Howard. The Davis government plan is to appease and consequently silence as many of the ambassadorships, contracts, government jobs. Notice how quiet it is with the crisis state of crime and the misery index soaring. The government has not tightened its belt. Do you see all the luxury cars being purchased for public officers? The excessive travel with no apparent benefit for the ordinary bohemian? I was an earshot when that lady was murdered last night. I was at St. Agnes Church. This is a text coming through. It says, good day, Howard. For the life of me, why is the Prime Minister traveling in this time? We need roadblocks every day, all day. Plus, stop all little cars. this is. I feel like this is kind of a prejudice thing. You need to stop, right? You need to stop, right? Just all the little cars. So plus, stop all the little cars with more than two males in it. This is crazy, right? But do we profile at this point? This is crazy, right? Let's sweat the small stuff. Helmet, insurances, seat belts, kids not in the car seat, all road infractions, getting in schools,
Get in the schools, get the young men out who causing troubles. Use the drones, get the court system going around the clock with just judges making decisions. This is a text is coming through. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what you say?
I'm talking about the bail and the presumption of innocence. And the presumption of innocence, right? Question. How many times can a person be presumed innocent? How many times can a person be presumed
innocent?
Yes.
Every time.
Okay, so
That's you're not confined to a space. You're innocent until proven guilty at every infraction, at every point.
No. But if you're in and out of the system, right, and you on bail for something, and then you get on bail for like the next thing, how many times can you be presumed innocent?
Every time. The system is not designed to be able to beat you with yesteryear's infraction. The system is designed to be able to deal with what's in front of them right now. And now, based upon your defense, right, based upon the allegations that's levied against you, they have to prove you guilty. They have to prove you and say, listen to me, this guy have a track record. He has done this before. It is safe to presume. And then you go to a jury of your peers, and the jury of your peers make a determination. Yeah, this fella look guilty. And then that's how it happens. But you are innocent until you're proven guilty.
So like, you know, the issue of crime, it evolves into a revolving door then.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And this goes back to what the chief of the police indicated, that the criminals know the justice system. They know the infractions that exist in this particular system. They know that murder could get them out quicker than sexual crimes. They know they can get quicker a bail quicker on murder than they can get for being able to thief or dealing with drugs, so forth and so on. They know about these things. It's only us out here. We're not hip to this because we don't have to travail that space. They already didn't know these things.
Yo. Anyway, buddy, have a good day.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. These fellas know that. And you send them to prison. What I understand, the last count, I can't remember who it was on, but indicated to me that there's almost 1,700 people in prison right now. You got 1,700 fellas in prison right now. In a prison that wasn't even designed for 1,000 people. You got these fellas stacked right up. They inhaling and exhaling their own feces all day. Talk to me. They are in an environment where no one trying to be able to rectify anything. They're prisoners. They're in here dealing with all sorts of things. All manner of things they're dealing with. When you go in for petty crimes, just give it some time. You'll turn to a professional criminal. You'll realize that there are other opportunities out there for you to be able to do that. You become hardened in a space that doesn't create an opportunity for you to be able to be socially revived. They call it corrections, but are there any corrections really happening? I'm not talking about the one-off stories that we continue to be able to hear about a man who's had the conviction and this sort of a change internally based upon the fact that he's reached out and dived deeper into the Bible, into reform, into religion. I'm not talking about that one-off. I'm talking about a system that is systematically designed to be able to reform these particular persons. That doesn't exist. That does not exist in this country. Come, you lock up. That's your Miranda rights, first and foremost. Your Miranda rights here in this country, come, you lock up. That's it. And then you go off to prison and there is no access for reform. First and foremost, you got to want this thing. You want to sell with 7 fellas? Come on, man. Do we really believe that we're not building criminals out here? Then you send them right back. Let's say they reform. You send them right back in the community. If a little girl get raped, let's just talk it like this. My God, let's shoot straight. All right, forgive me, this may be a little sharp, but we can deal with this. If a little girl get raped, this is a hypothetical, and then she go through all the process of being able to see the psychiatrist and being able to see the doctors, and then they go through all these particular courses trying to be able to help her mend this together and all these things, but you send her right back to the environment she come from. Right back living in the same house where she said the allegations that these things stem from. And you ban someone over the peace, and they can't come within 500 yards of this girl. Everyone in the community already didn't know what she's susceptible to. And the deviance that exists within the minds of those particular people might still try to visit this upon her. Now she got to deal with social shame. She got to deal with all these particular things just to exist in this environment. That's the same thing with crime. These fellas say, man, I ain't doing this no more. I ain't smoking dope no more. I ain't think I will hit coke no more. I won't do this. I won't do that. But you send them to an environment where this happens every day. What is the expectation? What is the expectation? We breeding criminals, ladies and gentlemen. We are creating more and more and more criminals. We get to fix this. Call on the line. Go ahead.
I have a question. What do you think is the biggest problem when it comes to this minimum wage thing? Do you think that is contributing to all this crime?
Turn your radio down. That's the question you have. You want to hang up? Let me answer it.
No, I want to make a statement when I hear you.
Okay. Okay. Let me say this then. Let me say this. I know that finances could be an issue. I know that we have been taught to be able to, you know, every man for himself. I know that God bless the child who have his own. I know that we have been taught that in our society. But we've also seen so much carelessness, this sort of a distance and this separation from society, no matter how much money you get. No matter how much money you get, that's not going to change the mindset that exists in these particular persons. We don't have community.
I don't think it's about the amount of money you're making. I think it's about if you go on a job and you're only making minimum wage and people wanting to train you to do 3 and 4 jobs, they frustrate you without giving you an increase, and then they expect you to perform. And that is where I think the biggest problem we have in our society. People refuse to pay people, and then they expect people to go out in society after that and play a few fade hours. Making minimum wage, doing 4 people jobs, you expect them to be able to perform properly?
You mean as citizens?
As citizens of the country. Mm-hmm. And then you have to compete with a foreign labor. Like, I came out of school in 2003. In 2005, I came out of trade school. If I was making $12 an hour in 2005, how can I compete with a foreign national coming here to do what I do as a tradesman?
For $6.
For $6.50.
That's great.
What is in place for me as a citizen who was actually making good money in a trade, who has to compete with a foreign national, number one, coming here illegally, allowed to squat on public land illegally, allowed to open shops on the side of the road illegally, but me as a Bahamian, I have to follow the laws.
I agree with you, Sam.
So until, I have the opinion, until the Obama government raises minimum wage where everybody who is employed is allowed to live a livable wage.
Yeah.
We can continue to have this problem because young fellas have one thing in mind. They get into work. They don't know they're making minimum wage. They're only working, trying to work 2 weeks to be able to afford what they need to afford. And then most of them frustrated and quitting.
That's bananas. That's absolutely crazy. No, I don't disagree with you, but I think that's crazy.
And then whose feet do you put it at? You got to put it at the feet of the same politicians who come and ask them to come and vote for them, because when they want you to vote for them, I ask you, what are you going to, when you go in those of assembly, that's my question as any politician, when you go in those of assembly as a resident of my community, are you going to vote on these bills based on me and how I feel in my community? Are you basing them on your party? Because if your party just sending you and you're only doing what they say, I don't need you in those of assembly because you are not.
Let's be clear. If there was any consensus to be able to vote for your constituents and what is coming out of your constituency, the needs of the constituency, there wouldn't be a need for a whip in the House of Assembly.
And that only started back in the 90s or something like that, right? When they have this whip, because back in the day, you could have gone, like they say, you could have gone to your MP and get a job, but me as a gayman, I don't feel as though I should have to go to an MP to get a proper paying job, bro.
I agree with you.
And then they take most of the tradesmen, put them on side of the road to pick up garbage, while they have foreign nationals billing every project from 2008 to now.
I agree with you.
You got to put it at the feet of the people who are responsible, the government who are in charge, and that's both governments consecutive over the past 50 years. They are the problem. Until we get rid of them, we can be in this position.
I like what you said.
That's how I feel. And that's anyone who's been there before.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You did well. I thank you for your contribution. I won't say that, but I won't say this, though. I never thought about shooting nobody when I was dusting down bottles. Can I say that? And maybe this is a conversation that'll take us deeper into this rabbit hole to talk about family and the dynamics of family and how contribution in family can be able to make, can develop a particular mindset in you. But my first job, I used to come on, man, y'all have to understand something. Let's be real. Don't worry about my articulation. Don't worry about my size. Don't worry about my weight. I grew up in 8 Mile Rock. Oh, Howard, yeah, but your people had things. Listen, nobody was giving me no money. Nobody was giving me no money, and I need money. Because clocks cost money and I need a pair of them. 15 years old, my grandma would get the little fritters and stuff like that. She said, baby, you could go sell these. So I made the little fritters and stuff like that, sell it on the side of the road. My granddaddy and I used to get from Leader Beverage some 50-cent sodas. It would be in a collect bottle, but they had fruit punch and Fanta and all these kind of different, pineapple, all these things like that. We sell those. You understand? I would wash people's car. At 15, 14 years old. By the time as I got, actually was 12 years old. By the time as I got 15 years old, I was working every single summer for the cadet. I was a cadet. And the cadet would give us placement in Batelco at the time, right? And so we get places either Batelco or Freeport Power, wherever you get, and you made your little couple dollars. And that was for me to be able to get some stuff. Now, I amassed this money and look at the money. I said, my God, I got the money now. I could buy a clock so I could buy a pair of sketches. These are decisions that I made as a child. When I came out of school, I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life. I had no idea. I was in school for 3 years in academic science. I know I didn't want to do the stereotypical thing. I didn't want to go in commercial arts just to be able to draw on these billboards. I wanted to do something significant with my life, and I wanted to be able to be prepared for that. In the 10th grade, I went in academic science. I went in academic science. I'm going to be very clear with you. But when I came out of school looking for a job, the first job that I was able to get for myself was a job at Burns House. I was a store clerk. I used to mop the floor till the thing shine. I wanted to be the best mopping floor. I didn't dust all the bottles and everything like that. I made a system in there where I cut up the cardboard and I created these shelves so everything was lined up properly in there. I did these things because I know me. And then the woman can tell me I can never be nothing in life. Jesus, I see this woman doing it, but oh, she don't even know who she's talking to. My point to you is I never thought one day, let me buy a gun and kill somebody. Never. The thought never crossed my mind to shoot nobody yet. This problem goes deeper than money. Because as an adult with children, I was cutting people grass and going to College of the Bahamas at the same time. Come on, man, let's just be very clear about this. I knew the importance of family, I knew the importance of education, and I knew the importance of being able to make money. Simultaneously, I cut in people grass, and I bring in my lawnmower to College of the Bahamas, and after this particular class, I got to go cut two lawns. You all need to stop playing. The question is, what do you want? That's all this is. And you could always just throw up your hands and say, well, you know, the people come from bad environment. My God, all us live on the same rock. And ain't nothing you could tell me that I have not experienced. But I determined in my heart that I called for more than this. And we need to remind these children that they called for more than this. But no one doing that. No one doing that. You're having a prayer vigil. You're holding hands and you're praying with all other men in the clergy. No young people here. Nobody here. No effort being made to be able to amalgamate, pull these young people together. All you're doing is being able to show us good face. Come on, man. The Bible tells us about that. Sibling, like the all you are is just a sound. No, nothing in it. No substance. Let's talk about these things. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Who are they?
Go ahead, Carly. You're on the phone. Carly, you're with me live?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, go
how
ahead.
You doing? How are you? How you doing, Howard?
I'm good, my brother. What's happening with you?
I know you work for Telco or BTC. Somebody. But boy, I used
to work for Telco. Go ahead.
Yeah, but they got to pay you something. But boy, I've been holding on the line long.
Don't Howard, fight me. Go ahead. Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Howard.
Yes.
That prison was built in 57 or 67?
With the prison that we have here?
Yeah.
I got to look for them stats, but I sure it was here longer than that.
All right. And they upgraded it for about $100 million or $200 million?
They upgraded it over the course of time. I have to put those numbers together because I think
all right.
we just recently did something.
Our leaders have to focus on building another prison. Okay, right now, Howard, you got about a 50, at least about 20,000 warrants out there right now. They don't have no place to put the people. If they make the arrest, they don't have no place to put the people. The people can't even pay the warrants. You see what I'm saying? So how are you gonna better this society if you don't lock nobody up? You gotta lock up people, right?
You see what I'm saying? If they got infractions, yes.
You can't give everybody probation.
No.
First of all, you see what I'm saying? So some people gotta get locked up. You can't have people on a bail for 5 and 6 murders. That's a no-no. The reason why it's like that is because they don't have no place to put nobody. Our leaders need to focus on building another prison ASAP. That $1 million or $1 million where they took the travel to Africa with, that's money to go to build a new prison.
My God.
Because then every time they travel, it's $1 million coming out of our purse. These leaders are not serious about
crime. Is it easier to build another prison or to change the education system to put value in it?
All of that you do, but you still got to build a prison.
Okay.
You still got to have some place to put somebody. The prison was only built to hold 700 persons. You got 700 persons. You got 1,700 persons up there, right? It was only built to hold. You cannot put 5 and 6 persons in a 6x9 cell, Howard. You cannot do that. That's inhumane.
Yes.
Okay, right now the human rights group or activists need to come and deal with our government on inhumane treatment at that prison. This is why they can't even make no arrest when it comes to foreigners. They can't even put no foreigners in those prison jails up there because they'll get the hell sued out of them.
My God.
You see what I'm saying?
My God.
Right now, Howard, we need to build a new prison. You cannot enforce law if you don't have no place to put nobody. First and foremost, they ain't telling you this. They ain't telling you that they have 20,000 warrants out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even collect these warrants. They're doing these roadblocks, and they got people must have got to pay warrants left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if you do roadblocks, you got to lock the people up if they have warrants out there for $5,000 and $6,000. I talk about fines.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be paid to the court.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can't even collect on these because you have to lock the people up.
Wow.
So they don't have no place. So
you say build a prison. Now you think that, I don't think no prison should be in Nassau. There's only Howard.
Wherever they build it, it don't matter where.
I think we're done with the prison in Nassau.
And when they build one, they need to build one but to hold 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Yeah.
At least 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And stop joking around.
Now, the Central Andrews people might not. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Central Andrews people mightn't like this, but I think we should put a prison in Andrews. Yeah. Yeah, put a prison in Andrews. Yeah, let them cultivate some land out there. Let them do some things like this. Let them be able to help with Bamzi and all these particular things like that. Yeah. Send them over there. If you want to see your cousin, you got to jump on a plane and spend money to go see your cousin. Or maybe we could actually put them in isolation and you don't have to carry no peas and rice and cold slaughter them on Sunday. Yeah, they're criminals. They're in prison. Let them endure the environment that's there. I see the lines lit up. I got to read a couple of these texts. Don't fight me. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. For the life of me, I can't see where the Prime Minister is traveling. Oh, I think we read this one already. Let's go to the next one. So it says, good day, Howard. Good show. But Neighborhood Watch in New Providence is a death sentence for a person in their family that reports it, and you can't trust the police to stay quiet for some of them live in the neighborhood and are friends and family of these criminals. We now have to again start in the primary school with these children. It's a text that's coming through, right? How it amazes me how much of our answers are in our faces. I do not like to reference the Bible as a giant bat against our norm. Hold on. As a giant bat against normal Christians. It's just non-Christians, right? But I like it as a source of some profound and the wiser teaching for anybody. In our faces is the truth. The love of money is the root of all evil. In our country, we've been taught that anything is okay as long as you're getting ahead. What is that? That is the love of money. Guys, I got to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant live in concert. Burna Boy. Burna Boy performing live Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park. Also performing Rich Homie Quan, 38 Afri, Joe Capone, Xivelli, and more. Spilling Gate 2024. Get tickets now. This one is a must that you're there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, guys. Let me see if we can read a couple of these texts. I see the lines are lit right up. Y'all wilding out. We got 3 minutes. Let me see if we can read a couple of these texts. Y'all can cuss me for that, too. This is Howard. Let's face the reality, please. Our MPs makes no laws. They only enact laws and bills given to them by international organizations and private corporations. You need to have a show on what exactly do our MPs really do and what laws do our lawmakers truly make. All they do is enact laws to fulfill agendas and big business. As the text is coming through, let's see if we can read a couple more. It says, Howard, what of all these CCTV cameras all over the place? Are they working or not? Because the police seem to be lost. As the text is coming through, it says, Howard, you have the drones and don't use them. We have the drones and don't use them. The numbers, again, I gave you the numbers earlier. It says, place a camera drone over Nassau, recording 24 hours. When a crime happens, you can trace the person back to their home based on the arrest them, right? There's technology that exists, guys, and we're not utilizing those things. Good afternoon, Howard. I think that we could see from early on and even on the campaign show that crime was not a strong suit or priority. The chicken's coming home to roost. This is it. Says, Howard, if you want peace, you need to look to another government. See Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, right? This text is coming through. Howard, I experienced my first police roadblock traffic stop last Friday, but it was right outside the prison. Peculiar. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, Howard, you need to stop all the cars with women in it because we know that carrying guns for their grandsons and boyfriends, that's crazy. That's crazy you would say something like that. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, Howard, you or anyone else can tell me that the Prime Minister is so obsessed with going to Africa. It seems as that he spent more time in Africa than in the Bahamas. Jesus help our nation. There's a text coming through. Guys, I got a bunch of texts. It says, Howard, good afternoon. Respectfully, sir, we do not use Miranda rights in the Bahamas. We use ascribed to a code of ethics, right? A codified set of rules as the judges rule, right? No. I make joke. I throw jest with that. The Miranda rights associated with being able to say the first thing that you do when you approach a criminal. But what we hear in our culture is, come, you lock up. This is Howard, LOL, that woman tell you, right? This text is coming through, all right? There's a lot of more text, guys. I want to thank you so much for your contribution and being able to talk about these things. Today, we're going to do that. Tomorrow, we're going to continue about these things, 17 persons down. Is that how we do it now? Do we count down? 17 persons down. Another 83 to go. This is too much. Let's fix this thing, guys. Let's make some things happen, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant, 96.9 FM radio. Guys, have a beautiful day and stay safe.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.